Mundas podcast.
Basically, the concept of tonight is a new part of Mundas, where basically I say to you, what's your best two at the moment? Because it can change.
That is a difficult question, isn't it? I'm just going to quickly look through them, because, I mean, it would be very easy to pick. Surely we have to pick one from each doctor.
Right, right.
Or do you just want me to narrow it right down, right here, right now?
Maybe one or two. I'll give you two, you know.
Two, okay. Because I'm thinking, you can tell that I've put a lot of thought into this up to this point, can't you? Okay, right. It'd be easy to pick a fourth doctor, but I don't think I'm going to. If I was to, it might be Pyramids of Mars. The fifth doctor, well, Kinder's good, isn't it? Did you like Kinder?
Nah.
Didn't you?
I wasn't a massive Kinder boy.
I really enjoyed it. Okay then, well, I guess Earthshock, because Adric dies. But then I guess things... I think maybe... I really, really like... Well, I used to think, as far as Seventh Doctor went, that my favourite was Curse Fenric. Because we both got an affinity with that, haven't we?
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah.
It's a brilliant one, but I'm starting to go, and some people might, you know, diss me for this out there in the lands, but I'm starting to go for Remembrance of the Daleks.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I love it. I think it's got some great Doctor in it. I mean, as an opener, and as Ace's second story as well, wow. You know, the effects aren't brilliant, are they? It looks like it's been made with egg boxes and glue, but... the Doctor's good throughout. There's not too much sort of self-referential gubbins, and it's got
there's
that.
There's only one little bit where he's kind of carrying the caskets, kind of going traveling along without anyone helping up, and he's talking about how he put Omega there in a past life and stuff.
Yeah,
it was only a little bit.
Talking about Omega and Rassilon and stuff, gets quite deep, doesn't it? You feel like, whoa, there is, what's going on here? But I love it. I think it's really good. You know, the Doctor, he's the right amount of kooky and the right amount of dark Doctor. Yeah, there is that whole thing, if you feel like there is something else going on. It's got some quite good effects. It's got, is there... What's the bit where he blows the Dalek up by when it's come through the transmat?
Oh, yeah, I like that bit, yeah, because that was one of the first ones I ever saw, and it really scared us, because it was that thing of them, they're going to be coming up, they're obviously coming up the stairs,
yeah.
Which is obviously the iconic thing, probably, but, yeah, they're all kind of coming through the transmat thing, and he kind of knocks them so that they can't come through.
And that's
but
a bit,
Davros as well.
Yeah, it's a good effect as well when they're sort of coming through.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, Davros is pretty creepy, and, of course, then he sort of tricks Davros into killing all the Daleks, doesn't he? Which is a bit... he wouldn't have done that 10 years earlier, would he?
Well, that's the thing as well. He wasn't really in it that much, Davros as well, really.
No.
The past where he was always in it, but he kind of had quite almost a cameo in a way.
He was hiding in that giant roll-on, wasn't he?
He was, sorry?
He was hiding in that giant roll-on deodorant.
Indeed. I don't know, the only thing that works against it is that kind of naff thing where they're trying to be pointing out racism and stuff like that, and it's a bit clunky.
It's got one of my favourite lines in it as well of all Doctor Who, which is who is it, Mike, the sort of the Judas of the piece, says that at some point he says to Ace, "Ace, when we finish with all this, how about we go to the pictures?"
And that's it? Is that one of your lines?
That's his line. I've just quoted it.
Well, for me, that if you're talking about McCoy quotable bits, it's obviously the bit where Ace is trying to seduce that lad and curse the Fenrir.
Oh yeah,
that's very bizarre.
That is weird.
It's like the worst porn movie ever.
Yeah, that's awful, mate.
But Remembrance is brilliant. I think it's got everything you want. It's got a little bit of mystery, kind of a little bit of mythos of the show tapped into it. Obviously, with the bit where they're actually gonna show the first bit of Doctor Who in 1960.
Yeah, that's put away. That's bonkers.
Yeah, it is a bit Life on Mars-y, isn't it?
It's crazy. That is. Whose idea was that, and who thought it was a good idea in the 80s? I mean, I can see them almost getting away with it in the 70s, but you know, 2 or 3 years later, when it got to 1990, there is absolutely no way that would have been cool.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's but the you obviously had the two different factions, didn't you, of the Daleks in this as well?
Yeah, and yeah. Did you went to the Doctor Who experience?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Did you get a little bit of a thrill when you saw the special weapons Dalek?
Of course. That's quality. And I've heard that's coming back in the Asylum of the Daleks as well.
So. They're all coming back.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know anything about new series. Don't tell me.
No. I know a title. And that's it. So you know. But if you could have another one, what would the other one be then?
You see, I like the invasion as well. Mm. Oh, and there's got to be loads of third Doctor ones I would like. Possibly Caves of Androzani.
Nice, yeah.
Although I do quite like Castrovalva and Legopolis. Oh, maybe Caves of Androzani. It's difficult, this, isn't it?
It is difficult, and that just shows that you like the show, doesn't it? You know, if you find it difficult, because if people are kind of like slagging the show straight off, but you actually kind of find it difficult because there are so many good episodes.
There are a lot of good. I mean, there's a lot of. You think about 50 years of ideas here.
There's bound to be clunkers. There's bound to be a Frontius or something, you know.
Oh yeah, that wasn't good, was it? I saw that recently. Although, I don't know. Yeah, go on, we'll go for Caves of Androzani. I'm just having a look. I've got a list of the episodes in front of me. Although Tomb of the Cybermen's good as well. No, it's got to be a toss-up between The Invasion and Caves of Androzani and Pyramids of Mars.
Nice. I was expecting something around Pyramids of Mars, Talons of Wearing Chang, something like that. But yeah, Caves of Androzani, is it the heroic doctor that does it for you as well? The kind of, you know, he kind of saves Perry in a big act before he regenerates?
Well, it's sort of an hour and a half of him regenerating, really, because he's got poisoned right at the start, hasn't he?
Mm.
I think the story stands up. The production doesn't look too shonky, you know, it doesn't date it too badly. And the story's still quite modern, I think. You know, you could slot that sort of a story in now and it'd be pretty good. It'd still work.
He's a good director as well, isn't he?
Graham Harper.
Yeah,
brilliant. I'd love to meet him. And of course, we on Rassilon have met Stotts.
Yes, I remember you doing a thing about that, and did it kind of live up to what you expected?
I was a bit nervous. I've never had to sort of speak to anyone that's remotely famous before.
Wow.
And it was really hot in the place as well. He kept asking me questions, and I kept having to tell him to shush because we were recording an interview. But he was a nice bloke, and he said Graham Harper was amazing, and Graham Harper strikes me as one of those people. You know, normally you sort of see people behind the scenes and you can kind of take them or leave them, you know. But he's one of those people that I'd actually quite like to meet and speak to.
Yeah, I mean, even when he came back in the new series, he still did a lot of good stuff, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, he's done some good stuff. And just when you see him in interviews and things, he's so animated and he seems like he's a really interesting person to speak to. So I'd quite like to meet him. I never will, but I'd quite like to. Yeah, I think.
How about we do a little final thing? Actually, it'd be quite interesting. If you take each doctor one by one, this is going to be edited down, and it's going to be right?
Okay.
Take each doctor, right? What's your favourite story just off the top of your head now? So I'm going with Hartnell. What's your favourite episode?
It's got to be, surely, the first episode.
Unearthly. Interesting.
I think so, yeah. I think that's the one whenever I've watched it, I thought, oh, you know, this is the sign of good things.
Well, you know, it was amazing, just the premise of it and everything all coming together and stuff. It's like, wow, you know, music and everything is just, it's the birthplace. So, you know, so Troughton, are we going Invasion then?
Yeah, definitely. Although, bear in mind, I've probably only seen 25% of the first and second Doctor stories.
But to be honest, not many people have seen that many of them, have they, read?
No, I'm getting into them more slowly. I mean, obviously, at some point, I'm going to have seen them all. But, they're quite difficult. And, of course, a lot of them are white, so we'll never see them. But, yeah, I think those two, definitely. I mean, Invasion's brilliant. And even the reconstructed Invasion, I think, is brilliant.
It does, it works really well, doesn't
yeah.
it? It's an issue, you think, oh, it's not going to work, but yeah, it does. Pertwee, then?
Pertwee, I would have to probably say Spearhead from Space.
Yes, I'm a big fan of Nestine / Autons, so yeah, it's very good, and he's Doctor with a tattoo as well.
Yeah, I know it was his first one, but he strode into the role, didn't he?
He did indeed. You know, he arrogantly walked in like he was James Bond.
Like he was Cock of the Hoop. And, that's a good one. It's all on film as well, which is brilliant. Although there's a few Third Doctor ones that I like almost as much.
Yeah, I do like Pertwee. But next one is obviously, he's quite popular. Tom Baker.
I think it would have to be Pyramid of Mars.
Right, yeah, I do like that. That's a good choice. Just scary mummies, you know.
They were triangular chested. That wasn't scary, but it's a good story. You get a lot of good Tom. You get a lot of good SJ. Bit of Sonic Screwdriver action. That's always good. Would you go with that one, or have you got a favourite Baker?
I would say Pyramids or Talons. I do like Genesis, obviously.
Yeah.
Given, isn't it? I do have a lot of time for Android Invasion as well.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Spoiling and Fear, you know. and also Terror of the Zygons is nifty as well.
Now, I don't remember having seen that, so...
you hadn't seen it when we talked about it before, yeah. So Davison, your boyfriend, so what's your preference for Davison, then?
Davison's my boyfriend?
You love him.
Well, I guess it has to be Kev Zandrozani, because I've already picked that.
Oh, you have to pick another.
Oh, okay, a different one. Okay, it would... be off the top of my head. Earthshock is good in that, and Adric dies. Yay!
Colin Baker.
You said that with like disgust in your mouth.
A little bit, yeah.
On America.
A titsy bit of oh no.
I've got to go for the best value, and that is the two Doctors, because it's got a good Doctor in it. Sorry.
That's fine. I would go with that or Revelation. So
yeah, Revelation of Daleks is watchable.
Watchable. McCoy, apart from Remembrance, then?
Apart from Remembrance. I guess it'd have to be Kurtz Fenric.
Nice, good choice. So we'll end the classic. So that's cool. Thanks for your sharing your madness with us.
That's all right.
Because by tomorrow, it will have changed completely.
That's it. It all depends what day you catch yourself on, doesn't it?
Indeed. But there are certain things that I don't get why certain people don't like. Inferno, for me, was a great episode. But some people... just like seem to like be very down on like 80s Who, you know, kind of from Big onwards, those kind of bit like once John Nathan Turner, and I think, well, no, there's still some absolute great episodes in Davison's era. And
there's just, I think there's a lot of misfires. That's the only thing throughout the 80s, probably less so in Davison's era, although unless I could just be looking at that with rose-tinted spectacles because he's my doctor, but you know, there was a lot of bad decisions, and that's what will forever mar the programme as a whole.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Hey, I've got a question. I've got a question for you. What's your favourite Eighth Doctor story?
Ah, you cheeky bastard. You could have at least said that what's your favourite part of his era, and then I go, I like the bit where, you know, he's...
The Seventh Doctor's in it. I like that bit too.
Yeah, the bit where it's all kind of very, well, Frankenstein's on the telly and stuff, and it's like, ooh. But yeah, it's I think it's all gearing up for McGann to come back in some form.
I think he deserves... I'd like to see him... I'd like to see that Doctor less flouncy and less half-human.
Yeah, I think we'll lose the half-human element.
My best podcast.